In I am, the am has to do with the body. In that am, there is also Paramatma or God in the form of isness. You are, this is, that is, and everywhere only God is present in the form of isness. In sentient and satient, in immovable and movable, in born, sustaining, perishing, in existent and non-existent, everywhere God is as it is. If an aspirant renounces the am, that is, wipes out the egoism, I, and become established in the universal existence, which in fact he is, and accept as his own the Paramatma who is ever present in the form of M, then he will never be forgotten. Even Japa Dhyan will take place on its own. Nothing will have to be done. Our Lord is naturally present. He is not unnatural. What is the delay in turning towards him who is automatically and spontaneously within us? Who is that seer that sees the Lord within himself? He who knows the Kshetra, that same one sees the Lord within himself. He sees that Lord of whom he is an ansh or fraction. That moment he sees the Anshi, the Lord, and he merges into the Lord.